Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 minutes after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of how the people on the DJV program, the weekday national program that features Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, plus me, Doug Steffen, our view of the issues of the week, probably be pretty hard to get away from number one in our conversation. But let me go through the story list of people list, then we'll go back to glom on to all the things that are connected to number one. Number 10 on the countdown list this week, International Women's Day. We sort of celebrated that on the DJV program, don't you think, ladies? We had a lot of conversation about people, women. I think I brought up a couple. The woman who was the captain of the aircraft carrier. I forget what her name was. Baumgartner. I think that was a good example of how things have changed. Whether there's equality or not, I guess that still is the question. In my mind, there isn't. And it sort of upsets me, as you know, to talk about why it is that we focus on women getting these jobs or women of color. Yeah, it's just we're immature. I think that's what it points out.
You fly a lot. Do you? A friend of mine brought this up a while ago. When you're flying, do you ever hear the female captain at the beginning of the flight?
Yes. Not
occasionally,
often,
yeah.
But occasionally.
Yeah,
there are more and more
women.
The
reason I ask is because a friend of mine who's a flight attendant said that there, and I forget what airline she was working for. I don't even want to say because it could be slanderous. But anyway, she said that a lot of female captains have complained that they are not really allowed or they're not encouraged to do sort of announcements until the end of the flight because of the bias.
Dang women drivers.
Right. Yeah. It's literally because of the bias that it does not, like,
I
when everyone thinks of who they want in the cockpit. That, you know, like you want to think of the old gray haired guy, you know, from like Airplane. You don't want to think of, you know, a younger female. And I'm happy that that's changing because she had said that a couple of years ago that it was passengers would get freaked out or whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous, but
it is stupid. Yep.
But
number
that's an
nine.
Old boy network for sure.
Yep.
The airline industry.
In the airlines. Oh,
yeah.
Big time. Number nine is immigration reform. There's so much to bottle up anxiety and anxiousness and anger in me about how stupid the policy is and how crazy what we've done. It just is nuts. But I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. Maybe we'll find time in a few because it sticks around that topic. Number eight, the impact of social media. And I think that it probably more relates to Russia, but there are a lot of things going on. Victoria and Jay are both on top of that. Number seven, race relations. Number six, COVID. That's a big change. The elections, number five this year, midterm elections. January 6th committee is number four. Enough of that nonsense. Number three, the economy. I think number three, two, and one are kind of all tied in together. Number two, relationships that we have with Russia and China. And number one, the war in Ukraine. On the people list, Brittany Griner.
Griner.
She's over and she's in, isn't she in the, she, isn't she,
she's in a Russian prison.
Right. She was a WNBA player.
Yes.
And at the moment, she is it, I saw something about her being sentenced to 9 years. Is that?
There's a possibility. The charges that they have levied against her, which is, they say, like mass distribution of drugs, which is ridiculous because she had one vape pen. And they claim that it had cannabis oil in it. You know, we obviously don't know what her side of the story is. Was it planted? Was it really hers? We don't know. But they're levying these charges that are just absurd. I mean, look at the Russian propaganda right now anyway. They're telling their people that they didn't invade Ukraine and that they're saving Ukraine from Nazis. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's like a bad movie. But unfortunately,
that's really, really stupid.
Really dumb. Really dumb.
And she put herself in a really bad position. But it's possible that they were just looking for anybody. And this is a tall woman who would stand out from the crowd and that
she's
they think 6'10". They can use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as
is
a,
she really?
As a pawn. Yeah, she's a basketball player.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. She's black, and LeBron James says that nobody's paying attention to her because she's black.
I don't think that's true. I think people are paying attention.
I think they are, too. I don't think
that's true. I think that
LeBron may be off on her own tooth there.
Is that, I mean, I think everybody now, I didn't know her name until she got caught, and now we know her name.
Right.
And so I think that that's true. But the problem is that they weren't even circulating until this week, just
she'd
a photo
been
of
locked
her.
Up a month. It had already been a month since her wife had heard from her. So
that'd be pretty scary.
Yeah.
I would think. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So Nancy Pelosi, number 9, usually a waste of time talking about her. Ron DeSantis is 8. Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton are tied at number 7. Somebody want to explain that to me, because I'm not on top of whatever that relationship. Why would those two guys be put into the same category?
I don't know who Ken Paxton is, but Greg Abbott's the governor of Texas, so
yeah,
I don't know what they're doing.
Ken Paxton's the attorney general of Texas.
Mm-hmm. And what are they trying to do?
It's a good question.
Ruin lives.
I know that there was a election last week. They were the first in the nation to have a primary.
Yeah.
And that was last year. I don't know.
Mean, sometimes they find their way
on the list, and it's very strange.
Why are they here?
It's hard to write a list when the top story is clearly Russia.
Right.
And
so
there's a lot of other, and believe me, there's still a lot of stuff happening, ancillary stuff that is just getting ignored.
We don't pay any attention to because of what's going on in the war. Yeah, exactly. And that's true. The rest of the list, Harris is number 6, Trump is 5, Jinping is 4, Zelensky is 3, Putin is 2, and Biden is 1. Okay. So let's get to the gist of one of the things that I saw this week. I don't know if this guy is just a punk. He looks like he's still wet behind the ears. North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn. I've seen
he's
him in a couple.
He's catching a lot of heat.
He's a dummy.
Tons of heat. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And
is he another Marjorie Greene, though, who just says dumb stuff to just get a headline?
I don't think she's that dumb. He's dumb.
I'll give you some context, because as we talk about, not only do I host this program, but I host my morning show in Los Angeles called The Morning Answer. And on that program, and just like on the DJV show, I am pretty clearly in the camp of Ukraine. I think our country is not doing enough. I think we made a promise. We should keep it. I think we should be delivering those planes. I think a whole lot of stuff. But I've been getting heat.
And by the way, Biden killed that deal himself.
The question is,
well,
who
the Pentagon said
him?
it wouldn't help. I mean, just come from Biden. He doesn't know.
But the story that came out, the story from Politico that came out, is that he took advice from people, and it said specifically in Politico that we're not generals. And so I want to know who the people are that are advising him, because maybe those are the same people who advised him in Afghanistan, because Biden didn't take the advice of the generals in Afghanistan as well, and we saw what happened there. So who has his ear? I think it's a fair question, and it's one we should know as to who he's listening to, because it's not working.
Well, the Pentagon made a definitive statement saying that they were not in support of the swapping of the planes that Poland suggested, because they said strategically it would not help Ukraine. So they said it still wouldn't make a difference against Russia.
That's nonsense, and we all know
it. Well, that's what the Pentagon said. I'm just saying, it's not Biden just saying this alone. The Pentagon is in
agreement. But the story from Politico was that he unilaterally kind of came out and said, we're not doing it. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that taking that position, I was stunned. I started to get all kinds of hateful messages from people saying, you don't know about what's going on in Ukraine, and Vladimir Putin's just trying to drain the swamp. There is a conspiracy theory, and
I'm telling you, multiple people.
I don't think they're pro-Russians. What they are is conspiracy theorists who are on the far right, who are getting stories that they're passing around to their friends that Vladimir Putin is doing this for Trump and clearing the swamp in America. And Zelensky is corrupt. And here's what's true.
Great.
Zelensky is corrupt. Ukraine is a country that's riddled with corruption. In fact, most European nations are pretty corrupt. There's a lot of money that's funneled through there in really like weird, nefarious ways. Like a lot of different oligarchs make their way in. And so here's the deal. two things can be true at the same time. You can still root for Zelensky against the bad guy, Russia, and acknowledge that he's probably not a perfect leader. In fact, his approval rating was in the hole with his people because they were onto it. So you can say that he wasn't very popular. Yes, corruption riddles Ukraine, but you can also say this guy is very brave. He's coming out and standing with his own people, and he's inspired the entire world. And so, I think there's a lot of things that can be going on. And if you think for a second that Vladimir Putin wants to do anything to help America, man, I've got oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you because it's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge conspiracy that's blowing out of the water. And Madison Cawthorn, to go back to that, is obviously buying into it because that's why he's come out and said that Zelensky is a bully.
He called him a thug, didn't he?
Yeah.
He called him a thug?
He's a dope. Okay. The invasion.
Conspiracy theories just are not helpful. And there's so many of them on all sides that people buy into. It's just not helpful.
The Georgian government has submitted its application for the EU. This is ahead of schedule. Are they going to get in?
I guess nothing
the,
speeds up an application
like
an impending war.
There are other countries that want to get in that aren't in yet that could tag on to the
Ukraine
coattails.
Ukraine, right? Don't they want to be in the EU as well?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking Georgia, Ukraine, but are there others in that group of Eastern European countries that want to be in the alliance?
I think Moldova is the only other country that has expressed interest in this. Now, Georgia has pushed their application through 2 years in advance, so we'll see where that goes.
What are the criteria? What are the issues? What is it?
Well, it's exactly kind of what Jen was just saying. I mean, clean elections, anti-corruption, those are that's the criteria. And so Ukraine has, Ukraine and Georgia have been sort of blocked by France and England. Now, England is
Georgia's
no longer
another
in the
one
EU.
Who's pretty notorious for having corruption, just like Ukraine.
Right.
And that's why they've been blocked for so long.
Right. And so the answer is either they let them in and then they work on the corruption and the clean elections and all that under the guise of, well, now you're in the EU and you have to pay it, now you're going to have to straighten up. Or they just continually deny them until the countries clean up their own corruption. I don't know. We'll see which way it goes, but
there is, in these Eastern European countries have always been crime-riddled corruption, whether it's governmental corruption, business corruption. There are a lot of, the international community doesn't like to invest much in these countries because they put money in and they never see it again. There's really a lot of crime. The old Russian states are just riddled with crime. That's the way they do things. And that hasn't changed much, unfortunately. 18 after on the Talk Radio Review.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. with enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true. It's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 23 past the hour. Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Jay is going to bring us through some of the comments on social media about the issues, some of the posts that we've made this week. I guess we start off with the big one, the number one situation with the Ukrainians and Russia. So what are people saying about that, our listeners?
Char Green says the bombing of the hospital for children and pregnant women made her cry. She can't look at any news channels now. It just moves her to tears. And she also adds, God help them and all of us. Someone needs to put an end to this and stop being afraid of that monster. I think all of us felt that hit when the children's hospital was struck.
Oh, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. All right, so who else is weighing in on this?
Martin James says there's something wrong with the story of Chernobyl being occupied and damaged. Russia and Ukraine had made a deal to avoid any operation in the area. Also, wasn't it under surveillance by the UN?
Yep.
Russia reneged on that deal.
Yeah, well, and that's also why we know that there's a problem there, because I think there is surveillance from international force. I don't know if it's the UN or not.
And then Kaja Brudozer also brought up the Minsk agreement, saying, wasn't that supposed to have helped avoid all this mess?
The Minsk agreement was the international community sort of got together to end the war, the first war in Ukraine. Remember when he invaded and went down into Crimea and those places down there?
Yeah, originally signed in 2014.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But doesn't that also go farther back to like 94 with Clinton? Didn't that start, and then the agreement was finally signed in 2014?
Yeah, I think that was the first one. There's, the Minsk 1 and Minsk 2.
Right.
And then the recent one, Minsk 2, obviously ended February 21st.
That was after they invaded Crimea and that area, and so they had created that that deal. But the problem is that Russia, and everybody is saying this, is that they're just not honoring anything. There have been ceasefires to get people out, and they're attacking civilians. They're attacking hospitals, like we just said, with people in labor, women and children who you're supposed to avoid during war, and they hit a women and children's hospital. I mean, there's just no... There's no
I think the mayor
of Mariupol, is that how you say it, Mariupol? That city that's been just, you know, really under siege for days now, maybe even a week. I think he's correct. He said Putin wants a Ukraine with no Ukrainians in it. And so, and this, because this is a genocide now. And when you're going after women and children and women giving birth in a maternity hospital, then what other explanation is there? I think
and
he's
remember
right.
We all said that he didn't want to destroy Ukraine because he wanted to take it over and have the economy cranking, but he has destroyed Ukraine. They have billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars.
So how come the international community doesn't send a bunch of soldiers into Moscow, no matter what, and find Putin, arrest him,
backbone on aisle three? Who's going to do that?
Thank you.
Who's doing it?
Somebody
There's
should
no
be doing it.
Well, the thing is, right now, if the U.S., let's say the entire U.S., including Biden and everybody else, can agree on one thing, right? We all want to end this. We all want to make, you know, our own invasion. We want to take action. Well, NATO and the EU don't want to do that because they haven't figured out where they're going to get their gas and oil from because they're so reliant. We only had 3% from Russia. It's easy for us to cut that cord, but the EU can't. So that's where there's no backbone. It's all about
oil.
The
United States, Canada, and Mexico. We have plenty to supply.
I'm going to pass on some information that I have.
They're still not agreeing to it, though.
About oil in the next half hour. We also have some comments from people on the price of gasoline. We'll focus I think that's where we get started in a few moments here. Stand by as more from our Talk Radio Review panel, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug continues here. It's 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calendar, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
President Biden is calling for the removal of normal trade relations with Russia following the invasion of Ukraine.
A most favored nation status designation means two countries have agreed to trade with each other under the best possible terms.
The proposal would require congressional approval. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Vladimir Putin is the one to blame for what's happening in Ukraine.
Mr. Putin can stop this war right now by agreeing to a diplomatic solution, or at least just stopping the bombing and the death and the destruction that he is causing against a nation that provoked nobody.
65 million people are under a winter weather advisory this weekend as a powerful winter storm blowing into the Northeast is expected to intensify into a bomb cyclone today. The Weather Prediction Center says some areas could receive more than 12 inches of snow. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is banning the import of seafood, spirits, and diamonds from Russia. This means no more caviar and vodka from that country because of the Ukrainian invasion.
Revoking PNTR for Russia is going to make it harder for Russia to do business with the United States.
The president added that the United States will be going after Russian oligarchs who support Vladimir Putin. Fighting continued to rage northwest of Kyiv, with the bulk of Russian ground forces 16 miles from the center of the Ukrainian capital, while several other cities were encircled under heavy shelling. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Arina Vereshchuk said she hoped that several humanitarian corridors would open for thousands of residents in the bombarded cities. So far, the fighting has created more than 2 million refugees. Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, said the company plans to ask the FDA about the need for a fourth COVID-19 shot. He cited data showing that vaccine protection wanes against Omicron after only 3 or 4 months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. Cool. This is the cool way of understanding what's going on in the world of news talk radio, if I do say so myself. It's the DJV show. The attendees include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen, looking into our thoughts, things we've discussed ourselves during the week from the story list of Talkers Magazine. You can get the list, the top 10 stories, and the people list. We always post them on our social media at DJV Show and on DJVShow.com, and it's also at Talkers.com. I think we'll spend most of our time here talking about number one. Well, one, two, and three are kind of all related, as I said. So with regard to the situation, the Ukrainian thing, apparently Putin has fired a bunch of generals because the war is not doing well. Does firing them mean that they get fired upon by a firing squad? What happens?
Yeah, what happens when you're a general who's been fired by Putin? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Two of them have been killed.
Thing.
Yeah, two of them have been killed by Ukrainians. I don't know what happened to the other six, but and then of course, you know, the defense secretary from Russia comes out and or minister or whatever he calls himself, and he says everything's going according to plan. He tells Putin that he's trying to save his job. Clearly,
one of the things that I learned this week from somebody who was on the ground actually and is reporting in Kyiv right now, and helping people evacuate. This guy, his name is Chuck Holton. He's a reporter, and he's been helping like elderly elderly women get out of their homes and helping people cross rivers. I mean, the guy is doing above and beyond just journalism, his journalist duties. But he was saying that many of the reports, because we don't know what's true, what's propaganda, but he said that many of the Russian tankers that have been taken over by Ukrainians, they had war plans in them, and that the date of March 10th was actually listed as the date that this would have been completed. So that just gives you a glimpse into what Putin's frustration is right now. He thought this was going to be easy. He thought by March 10th that it should have been mission complete, which is that the entire country of Ukraine was in control of Russia, and obviously that's not the case.
He got a rude awakening, yeah.
Well, and that makes you wonder, is that why he's destroying the country now? Is that why he's attacking civilian targets? Like, is he frustrated and feeling like he's painted into a corner? That's one of the things to consider. And then the Ukrainian military has actually had an upgrade in picking up tanks. So they lost a couple of hundred tanks to the Russians blowing them up, but they picked up a net of 180 tanks. So they've destroyed 300 or 400 tanks, I think, in total. 180 of them are usable, and they're actually in better condition than what Ukraine has in the military. So in some ways, you can look at Ukraine as picking up more useful pieces of equipment from Russia to the tune, when I talked to him, and this was earlier in the week, of 180 tanks. So that's a pretty big win for them if they're looking to increase and upgrade their equipment.
All right, so sanctions. Let's talk about what's going on. The Russian people, apparently there are some signs of discontent. Sanctions are supposed to put pressure on the leadership, but it hurts the average person, no matter what country you put the sanctions on. And in this case, obviously, what's going on in Russia aimed at hurting Putin and his administration, but it's doing it through the average person who can't find enough to eat or to drink. There are a lot of the sanctions are affecting the flow of food and supplies. Generally speaking, the country's shut off. So wouldn't you think that even though the Russian media is telling everybody that this is a wonderful thing for Russia, that people would start asking, well, if it's so wonderful, why do we have shortages of everything? We have nothing.
I'm sure that's what everyone's saying, right? But they're either the ones who are delusional, I would assume, are the much older ones who maybe still feel for Mother Russia, and maybe they're blaming Ukraine for all this. And then the younger ones are just like, I mean, what can they do? They're, you know, they're trying to get around the digital stuff. They're all buying VPNs as fast as they can, and they're, you know, digitally savvy, so they can use the virtual private networks to have access to international information. But at that point, well, what do you do then? Is there going to be an uprising?
I think it's the only thing we can hope for, right? I mean, I'm sorry that the people are suffering, but it's going to take them to oust Vladimir Putin, because it doesn't seem like anybody's going to walk in there and do it for the world. So, I mean, you do want to put the pain on the people, I guess, as bad as that sounds. But even more, I think age is definitely a component of this, but also location, because it seems that the people who are in the big cities are those who have more access to the outside world. The people who are on the suburbs or who are out by themselves seem to be more sympathetic to Putin and his causes, because they're just limited information. The same thing's true in Ukraine. I talked to a woman or a man whose wife is over there in Ukraine taking care of the mother, and she's not a huge fan of Zelensky. She thinks that Zelensky is provoking Putin in some ways. And so I said, why does she feel that way? And he said, well, you know, it's more common that he's getting more support from city centers, and the people who are on the outskirts are like, whoa, don't rock the boat, guy. Just, you know, stay, comply a little bit more. So it's interesting how that city versus suburbs or country really has an impact on people's feelings.
So there are two things here that are affecting the progress of the war. One of them is the Europeans. See, here's another lesson in history. The Europeans have become so energy dependent on Russia, they have screwed themselves.
They're screwing the Ukrainian people. They're screwing us.
Yeah.
Because if we want to go in and act, we need to do it with them, and they just aren't in a position to do it.
And then there are the American companies. I'm boycotting the following companies, and you can do as you will. The Hyatt Hotels, Marriott Hotels, Citibank, Bridgestone Tire and Rubber Company, Philip Morris, Halliburton is working for Mobil Exxon to continue. They operate the oil fields in Russia. How's that? An American company operates most of the Russian oil fields. So
There's a whole list of companies that are still doing business there, as you found.
How do you?
Well, those American companies are going to be screwed then, because now, you know, we've banned all the imports. So I don't know. That's crazy.
But how would you, if you work for Hyatt, Marriott, Halliburton, any of them, how do you explain your decision to continue operating in Russia? How do you do that? How do you face the press? How do you
I can't believe it took Coca-Cola. Remember, Coca-Cola pulled out of the All-Star game because of the ridiculousness with Georgia and what they consider to be voting rights atrocities. Yet they still operate in China. It took them a long time to shut down in Russia. The way these corporations
make their decisions. Well, they have 10 bottling plants in Russia. That's the problem. Yeah. It's not even just a branding thing. It's they actually have 10 bottling plants. And look, I guess you could make the argument Elon Musk is going to pay everybody for 2 months of work, even though Tesla has shut down. There are other companies, Starbucks and McDonald's, are still paying their employees, even though they've shut the stores down. I guess maybe Marriott, I don't know. I'm not defending them because I don't care about Marriott at all. But maybe they're saying that they want to keep their people employed. I don't know. What else would be the reason?
Well, I don't see there's any reason. If you're a good American company, you're getting out of there. You're not there. And then there's the president this week called for suspending normal trade relations with Russia. What? Huh?
Well, no, taking Russia off the preferred, the most favored nation list.
Okay, why wasn't that done?
Apparently, everyone agrees with that. The G7, the EU, everybody's doing the same thing now.
What's frustrating is that 1 year ago, I think what's frustrating is that we're leading from behind. We wait for Putin to react or do something, and then we react instead of being proactive. And what's frustrating is that 1 year ago this month, in March of last year, that's when Putin started putting troops on the border of Ukraine. Why at that point did we not give Ukraine weapons to defend themselves? Why at that point did we not threaten Russia with sanctions? Why did we wait until 3 weeks ago? It's short-sighted.
Let's add to that right now the price of buying anything is 8% higher than it was last year at this time. Much of that has to do with government spending and COVID. Most of it, though, at the moment has to do with what's going on in Russia. To feed my cows, for example, to buy feed, if I buy grain or things like that, it's 20% higher right now than it was last year at this time. So you don't think that's going to have an impact on the cost of milk?
It's only
the cost of bread, the cost of meat,
the
cost.
Yeah, you haven't even felt Russia yet. You haven't felt it. That's coming. It's going to get worse. And if you look at the gas prices, because there's a lot of people out there saying, "Well, this is Putin's gas hike. This is Russia." No, $1.10 is attributed to the
taxes.
Biden administration. $1.10 is the inflation and the overspending and the mismanagement of the energy sector. So $1.10 from Biden. And now another 70 cents has been tacked on to that because of Russia. So now people are feeling $1.80 basically on average more this week than we were used to a year ago, essentially, or 2 years ago. And so that's where it's coming from. The breakdown is really clear. $1.10 from, you know, poor mismanagement, 75 cents from Russia, and here we are. And then the Russia number is going to continue to grow. So strap in.
There are some governors of some states that are trying to give people the break we're talking about here, suspending gas taxes. So that may work. 30-day suspension in Maryland. Florida,
they could do it at the federal level, too. They could do a federal relief.
Republicans won't do it for whatever reason. That's
why.
I don't know. They are against removing or suspending the federal gas tax.
For whatever reason, all of these people who are in office are not acting in the favor of the
They don't drive anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Federally, there's a problem. California, Gavin Newsom this week gave the State of the State. He could have been a hero if he would have put a moratorium on the gas tax, which is like a dollar and rising.
Well, you know what the problem is? Most of the people now who are governors and big leaders are all elitists. They all come from wealthy families.
They don't drive anywhere.
They don't
They're driven everywhere. They don't know. Remember the guy famously who didn't know how much a loaf of bread was? He was running for president.
George Bush. It was the other guy. George Bush, the father, did not know how much it cost.
Doug, listen, more recent than that. It was that Steve guy, the billionaire guy, the guy who ran for president. He was, anyway, I forget his name.
Malcolm Forbes.
Yeah, it was Forbes. He didn't know the price of bread. Yeah, so, I mean, this is the same thing. They don't drive anywhere. They're driven everywhere. They do not pump their own gas. They don't know what a gas station, they don't know what gas prices are.
Everybody's been saying just go out and buy an electric car, and so Jen's at the press briefing if Biden had an electric car, and she couldn't answer, and he said, well, presidents don't drive.
He's got a Porsche, is the answer.
So does he have an electric car? And the answer, of course, is no, because only 2 to 3% of the population has.
Well, he can't drive anywhere on his own, so.
Okay. The White House denies this week it's discussing buying oil from Venezuela, even though that seemed to make a headline or two or three or four this week.
It's appalling. These are people who are starving their own people. Why are we giving money back to them?
We had a couple of
hostages. We're not giving money back to them. We got two hostages. We got two prisoners released. That was the whole thing. And then, you know, the right-wing media made up this thing that we're buying oil from Venezuela, and it's not true. It's just not
true. They had an envoy there talking about it. Because two prisoners got released.
Politico. That's the whole thing. That was the whole point of that mission.
This is what's wrong with the news media. Right-wing news media, left-wing news media. Where's the news media, please?
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown story list. At your whim, you can go to the DJVShow.com website, see the list. You can go to talkers.com and see the list. At number 10, the discussion this week of International Women's Day. It's actually International Women's Month as well. Climate change. Not much discussion about that, but it's on the list. We all know there are only two or three things that have been discussed this week, so let's get to them fast. Number 9, as I said, is the weather and climate. Number 8, the social media and big tech. Number 7, crime and violence. Number 6, COVID. The election of 2022 is 5. January 6th is 4. Then we get to the biggies. Price of gasoline and its impact on the economy is number 3. Our relationship with Russia and China, number 2. And the Ukrainian war certainly is number 1, as you would expect. So those are the items under discussion this week by the great radio hosts on the great radio stations all across our country. All right, ladies, thank you for the overview. The hot hits in news talk radio are the focus here at 48 after the hour.
This is brought to you by Accenture. Companies today are using automation and artificial intelligence to reinvent their business processes and gain a competitive advantage. Bringing intelligence to automation is helping companies make better business decisions while also creating better employee and customer experiences. The Automation Advantage, a new book written by top automation experts at Accenture, is a practical how-to guide to using intelligent automation to drive business performance and growth. Accenture Chief Strategy Officer Bhaskar Ghosh explains how automation is benefiting companies everywhere.
When you talk about the intelligent automation, we are talking about the differentiated experience. We are talking about the superior decision-making in the organization. We are talking about the growth of the business.
Learn what automation can do for your business by reading The Automation Advantage, available now from major booksellers and at www.accenture.com/automationadvantage.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
The Talk Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The people list this week from Talkers includes Brittany Griner, whether I pronounce it correctly or not, Griner, the basketball lady who is under arrest in Russia. Nancy Pelosi is number 9. Number 8 on the list of people from Talkers Magazine is the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. At number 7 is Greg Abbott, along with Ken Paxton. Kamala Harris is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Xi Jinping from China is 4. Zelensky from Ukraine is 3. Putin, the punk, is number 2. And Joe Biden, our president, is number 1. That's the people list. We try to put these, they're obviously related to the top stories. And I want to put this list together because sometimes we get off on tangents in our conversations and you don't really know what the list is unless you go to talkers.com or djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine. The same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our weekly check on the top 5 items from the world of technology. The research done by Victoria Keelan, who just happens to be here with me. To start number 5, let's count them down. Number 5 is a focus on Amazon hitting the road. The Russians are going to be really out to lunch, right, when it comes to ordering and getting those trucks in the middle of the road.
Right. No more Amazon vans parked in the middle of the road. That annoys. That's like the bane of Doug's existence. So they will not be seen anymore in Russia or Belarus. Amazon has decided to halt all of the shipments that are going to Russia and Belarus. They are also barring Amazon Prime Video in Russia. They're halting any new orders of the open world MMO New World game, which is the only game title that it sells in Russia. It's a big video game. A lot of other video game companies have done the same thing. They've just stopped selling over there. And so the cloud computing platform, Amazon Web Services, has also stopped accepting new signups for websites in Russia and Belarus. And so to get around this, though, Russian banks might start using cards that are issued by China's UnionPay system, which might allow Russians to make some overseas purchases, but it just pushes Russia, you know, even closer to China. So that's what a lot of the critics are saying. The more we cut off Russia to the internet and to banking systems, the more we force them into the lap of China, basically.
All right, number four is a focus on Apple.
Yep, Apple held its peak performance event this week, where they introduced new products along with updates to the existing ones. The biggest news is the new M1 Ultra. This is basically the M1 chip that Apple has made. This is the first Apple-made chip in the history of the company. And so the Ultra is basically two M1 chips put together. It's 8 times faster than the standard M1 chip, which is already really fast because I have that in my desktop, and I can't believe it's twice as fast. The other new thing is the new iPhone SE. They chose one iPhone to redo, and they chose the SE. It's the newest. It's got.
Yay!
Yeah, it's basically, it gives you, here's the thing, it's a smaller package, it's still the 4.7-inch screen. It gives, for $429, which is a bargain, compared to what you pay for the iPhone 13, and basically you're getting a 13 in a small package with the SE, so the new SEs are really great, and it's been a year and a half since the last update of the iPad Air. That has another new version. It looks the same, but it's got better stuff inside, and then Apple TV Plus for programming has announced two Major League Baseball games will air on Friday nights during the regular season, and they also have a 24/7 MLB live stream. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff if you're a baseball fan.
Number three, a focus on crypto.
President Biden signed an executive order this week for a sweeping review of the government's approach to cryptocurrency. They obviously want to secure the U.S. as a leader in this rapidly growing industry, but there are also lots of safety concerns to consumers and to the financial system itself. So this whole review is probably going to end with some structure to it, which it desperately needs, some regulatory responses, which it also needs, and they say that the global market is $1.85 trillion for crypto right now. And so the Russian invasion of Ukraine has shaped Washington's focus on crypto and how governments handle digital currency. So Russia and China and 100 other countries are already looking at having a central digital currency. So we'll see where we come out of it. The Federal Reserve did their report in January outlining potential benefits and drawbacks of issuing electronic cash, which would basically be not that dissimilar to just issuing a credit card. But so Circle, which is one of the largest platforms of crypto in the world, wrote on Twitter, the CEO, Jeremy Allaire, wrote on Twitter that the United States is finally taking this seriously, and he said that those in the industry have been begging the White House for more than 9 years to get this regulatory system and structure in place. So hopefully something good will come of it. Crypto's not going anywhere, for sure.
Number two.
So Anonymous, which is the most notorious hacking group that we know of, it's certainly the highest profile. What they did this week, they hacked into multiple Russian TV broadcasts, and instead of showing whatever Putin wants to show, which is his propaganda machine, they turned it around and showed actual footage from Ukraine of citizens and civilians being bombed, forced to flee their homes. I mean, real footage of what's going on in Ukraine. And so they say that 70% of Russians actually support this invasion of Ukraine because it's been, you know, billed to them as fighting Nazism and saving Ukraine.
Number one, Russia blocking all access to Facebook will be...
Yeah, this is sort of tied in with... they've blocked all access to Facebook, and this is a major problem. It's not just... this is like the banking system. If you keep pushing people into the dark, they're not going to have any way of knowing what's happening in the real world, and that's a problem.
There they are, the top five items from technology this week. 59 past the hour in this week's Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.